Yes, this will be good times. Let's do this amazing drunk and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back yet again for another drunk and dangerous. Of course we are. What were you expecting? Church, don't lie to me. You fucking knew where you were, you little devil you. It's okay. That's why I like you. That's why you're here. That's why we're all here, right? And I mean, honestly, sitting inside, listening to a little Grimm's fairy tales with someone who is exceptionally high, such as yours truly, is really not the worst thing we could be doing. Especially in this, our year of the Lord 2020. And by the Lord, I mean Lord Cthulhu, because all hell has broken loose. And the little dung heap is on fire, much as Grimm prophesied. Anyway, hopefully you guys are having a fantastic start to your July. I most certainly am, because I am here in the safety and the sanctity of my recording closet. And I am here to read some more of these fantastic fairy tales for you. And today we are reading a true classic. Apparently, what was the other one we read? Juniper Tree? That was apparently not the one Snow White was based off of. I wisely deduced this when I read the title of Little Snow White. I'm like, But clearly, much like most of Grimm's fairy tales, they end up repeating a bunch of shit in a bunch of fucking stories. So they probably got that whole idea of, you know, Snow White, red blood lips, blah, 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 and shit from fucking Juniper Tree. It was just another iteration of the same fucking story, because Grimm can only tell like 10 stories, and then he just does 5 varieties of each fucking story. So now we're going to read the classic Little Snow White. Once upon a time, in the middle of winter, when snowflakes were falling like feathers from the sky, a beautiful queen was sitting and sewing at a window with a black ebony frame. And as she was sewing and looking out of the window at the snow, she pricked her finger with the needle, and 3 drops of blood fell on the snow. Okay. So I'm guessing she had the window open and her hand was sticking out of it. Because they say she's sitting and sewing at a window with the frame. She was sewing and looking out the window at the snow. Then she pricked her finger and 3 drops of blood fell on the snow. Fucking how? Is there snow in her house? If there's snow is getting in your house, close the damn window, bitch. And if it's not, are you sewing with your hand going outside of the window? That's really weird. I don't understand. And if that's not the case, did she prick her finger and then just like flung the blood out the window like a fucking savage? What is this? This is weird. I don't understand. I mean, can anyone explain this to me in a way that makes sense and isn't me just being stoned and, you know, figuring out the truth? Because this is fucking strange. 3 drops of blood fell in the snow that may have been in or outside of her house. We'll never know. The red looked so beautiful on the white snow that she thought to herself, if only I had a child as white as snow, as red as blood and as black as the wood on the window frame. Wait, she... What? She wants her as white as snow, as red as blood, and black on the wood of the window frame. It sounds like she wants, like, a dark orange-colored child, right? Because she didn't really specify, like, where. So just mix all the colors together. Like, maybe a dark, like, pink. Yeah, it's like a dark pink child. It doesn't sound like a good idea, but who am I to judge? Dark pink child it is. Soon thereafter, she gave birth to a little daughter who was white as snow, as red as blood, and her hair as black as ebony. I like they still did not tell us it was her lips as red as blood. So I'm picturing white with red splotches. That's what I'm picturing. That's why the child was called Little Snow White. The queen was the most beautiful woman in the entire land and very proud about her beauty. She also had a mirror, and every morning she stepped in front of it and asked, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who in this land is fairest of all?" The mirror would answer, "You, my queen, are the fairest of all." And then she knew for certain that there was nobody more beautiful in the entire world. I mean, someone should have taught that mirror to lie. None of this shit would have happened. That's a shame. However, little Snow White grew up, and when she was 7 years old, she was so beautiful that her beauty surpassed even that of the queen. Okay, what's your metric for beauty? Is 7 the age where she's available for dating to adults? Because I have a few problems with that magic mirror. Chris Hansen says, take a seat right over there, you fucking weirdo. Like, if someone told me, hey, pick the most beautiful woman in the world, and I pick a fucking 7-year-old, investigate the fuck out of me. That shit is fucking weird. If it's not my own kid, and I'm like being some sappy asshole, that shit's fucking weird, okay? Cannot convince me otherwise. It's fucking weird. Like, 7? Oh my god. Okay. Okay, magic mirror, fine. I'll just assume you mean, like, best facial symmetry, but in which case, why didn't she get it when she was, like, a baby, right? Like, what do you go by, magic mirror? Who's the most fuckable? Magic mirror? Like, I don't really understand. This doesn't seem like it's an actually objective mirror. This mirror is pedo as fuck, and I am not comfortable with it. Okay, let's keep going. This mirror has a thing for splotchy children, that sick bastard. When she was 7, fucking weirdo, she was so beautiful that her beauty surpassed even that of the queen. And when the queen asked her mirror, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who in this land is fairest of all?" And the mirror answered, "You, my queen, may have a beauty quite rare, but little Snow White is 1,000 times more fair." Okay, fucking weirdo. When the queen heard the mirror speak this way, she became pale with envy, and from that hour onward, she hated Snow White, a 7-year-old child. Okay, Karen. And when she looked at her and thought that little Snow White was to blame that she, the queen, was no longer the most beautiful woman in the world, her heart turned against little Snow White. Her jealousy kept upsetting her, and so she summoned the huntsman and said, "Take the child out to the forest to a spot far from here, then stab her to death and bring back her lungs and liver as proof of your deed. After that, I'll cook them with salt and eat them." You don't have to tell him that. Like, it's like telling your butcher what you're going to do with the meat afterwards. He doesn't need to know what you're going to make, like, fucking steaks or some shit. He doesn't give a fuck. Just tell him what to do and let him do it. Don't tell him how you're going to prepare her. And even worse, what if he stays and asks what kind of recipe and, like, gives you tips? Then you have that on your conscience. You have to know, what the fuck is this man doing? He knows how to roast a child. Think about it. Very disturbing. The huntsman took little Snow White and led her out into the forest. But when he drew his hunting knife and was about to stab her, she began to weep and pleaded so much to let her live and promised never to return but to run deeper into the forest. The huntsman was moved to pity, also because she was so beautiful. Seriously? Is this the town of pedos? Maybe she should run into the forest. I think she's safer there. From this town of weirdos that are only helping or wanting to kill a 7-year-old for how attract... They're 7! You shouldn't be judging them like that. It's feels weird, you know? But apparently, you only want to help a child if they're attractive enough. Ugly kids, no thanks. I'm going to stab them, take their liver. I'm good, but I'm not that good. Attractive people only. Fucked up. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, it says anyway, not me. It actually says anyway. That's weird. The handsome was moved to pity also because she was so beautiful. Anyway, he thought the wild beasts in the forest would soon devour her. So he was also not that nice. You know, he was kind of a pedo. And also, he's like, well, she'll be dead soon. I'm glad that I won't have to kill her. Just then, a young boar came dashing by, and the huntsman stabbed it to death. He took one of the lungs and liver and brought them to the queen as proof that the child was dead. Then she boiled them in salt, ate them, and thought she had eaten little Snow White's lungs and liver. Yeah, we know. They think we don't remember this shit, I swear. Meanwhile, little Snow White was so all alone in the huge forest that she became afraid and began to run and run over sharp stones and through thorn bushes. Oh, that simple child. She ran the entire day. Okay, I take it back. That bitch has some fucking cardio all day. Holy fuck. Okay, marathon man. Jesus. Okay, I need an intermission just thinking about this. So intermission, that's all goddamn day? No. No. Nobody does that. It does not seem healthy. She ran all day. Oh yeah, intermission over. Suck it, bitches. She ran all day. Over sharp stones. I hope she had nice shoes. I feel like she probably didn't. She ran the whole fucking day. Like, bravo, damn. If you were being chased by zombies, I would have definitely been eaten. Bitch can outrun me. Finally, as the sun was about to set, she came upon a little cottage that belonged to 7 dwarves. However, they were not at home, but had gone to the mines. When little Snow White entered, she found everything tiny, but dainty and neat. There was a little table with a white tablecloth, and on it were 7 little plates with 7 tiny spoons, 7, I lost my plate somehow? Oh yeah, here it is. 7 tiny knives and tiny forks and 7 tiny cups. In a row against the wall stood 7 little beds recently covered with sheets. Since she was so hungry and thirsty, little Snow White ate some vegetables and bread from each of the little plates and had a drop of wine. She was 7. Don't drink wine, child. A drop of wine to drink out of each of the tiny cups. And since she was so tired, she wanted to lay down and sleep. So she began trying out the beds, but none of them suited her until she found that the 7th one was just right. So she lay down in it and fell asleep. When it turned night, the 7 dwarves returned home from their work and lit their 7 little candles. Then they saw that someone had been in their house. The first dwarf said, "Who's been sitting in my chair? Who's eaten off my plate?" Don't ask me to keep the voice different because there's fucking a bunch of them and they're all going to sound the same. So deal with it. "Who's eaten off my plate?" And the second, "Who's eaten some of my bread?" Now that I said it, it's hard to do. I said the third, "Who's eaten some of my vegetables?" Said the fourth, "Who's been using my little fork?" Said the fifth, "Who's been cutting with my little knife?" Said the sixth, "Who's had something to drink from my little cup?" Said the seventh. Then the first dwarf looked around and said, "Who's been sleeping in my bed?" Kind of sounds like Baldi from Baldi's Basics. Like, you fucking know. Then the second cried out, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." Now I'm doing it on purpose. I'm sorry, I'm just so high. And he was followed by each one of them. Until the seventh dwarf looked at his bed and saw little Snow White. I mean, do they not have the ability to fucking scan the room with their goddamn eyes? I find this unbelievable that they didn't just immediately see the person in the bed. I feel like any normal human would fucking rule easily in Grimm's fairy tale world because all these people are so goddamn stupid. Okay. Baldi's basic dwarves. Let's get back. The seventh looked at his bed and saw little Snow White lying there asleep. The others came running over to him, and they were so astounded that they screamed and fetched their seven little candles to observe little Snow White. Is everything goddamn little? Pissing me off. Oh, my lord. Oh, my lord, they exclaimed. How beautiful she is. Oh, I'm amusing myself. They took great delight in her, but didn't wake her up. Instead, they let her sleep in the bed. While the seventh dwarf spent an hour in each one of his companions' beds until the night had passed. Why? When little Snow White awoke, they asked her who she was and how she had managed to come to their cottage. Then she told him how her mother had wanted to have her killed, how the huntsman had spared her life, and how she had run all day until she eventually arrived at their cottage. Then the dwarfs took pity on her and said, "If you'll keep house for us, cook, sew, make the beds, wash, and knit, and if you'll keep everything neat and orderly, you can stay with us, and we'll provide you with everything you need. When we come home in the evening, dinner must be ready. During the day, we're in the mines to dig for gold. You'll be alone, and we'll have to watch out for the queen and not let anyone enter the cottage." In the meantime, the queen believed that she was once again the most beautiful woman in the land and stepped before her mirror and asked, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all? The mirror answered, "You, my queen, may have a beauty quite rare, but beyond the seven mountains, this I do must tell, little Snow White is living quite well. Indeed, she's still a thousand times more fair." Creep. When the queen heard this, she was horrified, for she saw that she had been deceived and the huntsman had not killed little Snow White. Since nobody but the seven dwarves lived in the Seven Mountains region, the queen knew immediately that little Snow White was dwelling with them. What? Okay, nice leap in logic there. And began once again plotting ways to kill her. As long as the mirror refused to say that she was the most beautiful woman in the land, she would remain upset. Oh, okay, bitch. Since she couldn't be absolutely certain and didn't trust anyone, she disguised herself as an old peddler woman, painted her face so that nobody could recognize her, and went to the cottage of the seven dwarves, where she knocked at the door and cried out, "Open up! Open up! I'm the old peddler woman. I've got petty wares for sale." Little Snow White looked out of the window.
"What do you have for sale?"
"Stay laces, dear child, whatever the fuck that is," the old woman replied and took out a lace woven from yellow, red, and blue silk. "Do you want it?"
"Well, yes,"
said little Snow White, and thought,
"I can certainly let this good old woman inside. She's honest enough."
So little Snow White unbolted the door and bought the lace.
"My goodness, you're so sloppily laced up," said the old woman. "Come, I'll lace you up properly for once."
God, what a fucking bitch. Okay, for once? All right, fucking cunt. God damn. Little Snow White stood in front of the old woman, who took the lace and tied it around little Snow White so tightly that she lost her breath and fell down as if dead. That's some fucked up shit. Then the queen was satisfied and left. She's an idiot. She did the Bond villain thing. She tied her up and she's like, "Oh, she's dead now. Better not check. I spent all this fucking time on my plan. Better not take another 30 goddamn seconds to make sure it's executed properly, you stupid fuck. You should work for the government, you stupid fucking asshole. Good God."
the frustration intermission. This fucking queen. These fucking assholes. Jesus. Serial killer would be disgusted. You can't take 5 goddamn seconds to make sure the victim is actually dead? Then you fucking deserve what's coming to you. God, I don't speak with experience. I'm just saying, that's what you would think. You know what I mean. I'm leaving this in so you know not to fuck with me.
No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. I'm just a lamb, you know me. Innocent, innocent little lamb. It needs to get a little more high.
Maybe it can be, if I'm more high, maybe I'll be more forgiving for the queen's, in a fucking ability to properly make sure the victim is dead before you walk away. Fucking idiot. But you know, lots of people do it in real life, so it's actually kind of believable. You know, when you fall down the rabbit hole of true crime and you listen to case after case after case after case, and you find out a lot of killers are just incredibly fucking sloppy because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they do it all in the heat of the moment. Like this person, the queen, whose grand idea to kill little Snow White was choking her with a lace. There were so many steps that required that plan to go properly. Like, for example, the fact that she would actually buy it and then let the woman into the fucking house. I mean, I know she's 7, but like, I would assume most 7-year-olds don't have money. So my idea to fool them wouldn't be, give me money for this thing. Why does this kid have a bunch of money? She's 7. I mean, was it because she's so pretty? Everyone apparently can't stop bending over backwards for her because they're weird about kids in this place. Okay. Let's see. So the queen just left little Snow White still alive because she's dumb. Oh, intermission over. I hope you enjoyed. Not long after nightfall, the dwarves came home. And when they saw their dear Snow White lying on the ground, they were horrified. For she seemed to be dead. They lifted her up, and when they saw that she was laced too tightly, they cut the stay lace in 2. At once she began to breathe a little, and after a while she'd fully revived. That was nobody else but the queen. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. It wasn't little Snow White. This is Baldy. I apologize. This child is 7. She probably didn't want to say. That was nobody but the queen, I said. She wanted to take your life. Be careful, and don't let anyone else enter the cottage.
Now the queen asked her mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all?
The mirror answered, you, my queen, may have a beauty quite rare, but little Snow White's alive, this I must tell.
She's with the dwarves and doing quite well, indeed. She's still 1,000 times more fair.
The queen was so horrified that all her blood rushed to her heart when she realized, see a doctor about that. When she realized that little Snow White was alive once again. So she began thinking day and night how she could put an end to little Snow White. Finally, she made a poisoned comb, disguised herself in a completely different shape. Okay, what shape's that? Please tell me, is she a triangle now? I hope she's a triangle. Maybe she's a rhombus. Okay. And went off to the dwarf's cottage once again. When she knocked on the door, however, little Snow White called out, I'm not allowed to let anyone enter. The queen then took out the comb, and when little Snow White saw it shine and that the woman was someone entirely different from the one she had previously met, she opened the door and bought the comb because she's a fucking child and kids are stupid.
Come, said the peddler woman. I'll also comb your hair.
No, a peddler's not getting to comb my hair, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be classist, but you're a peddler, which is basically a homeless person. I do believe that we need to make like a lot more opportunities for the homeless to help themselves up into better opportunities. However, that does not mean giving you the opportunity to use your dirty ass comb on my hair. No offense, but I don't know where you live. It's just not inside. And that's problematic to me. Anyway, Snow White is so innocent that a homeless woman says, "Let me brush your hair." And she's like, "Cool, bro." That is some naivete, my friend. But no sooner did the old woman stick the comb in little Snow White's hair than the maiden fell down and was dead. Oof. "Now you'll remain lying there," the queen said, and her heart had become lighter as she returned home. Well, yeah, because the blood had returned all out of her heart. I'm amazed she could walk since there was no blood in her muscles. It's amazing. I'm sorry, not to get too, like, factual. I'm sorry. I'm sure it was just, you know, it wasn't actually meant to be taken literally, but I did, so suck it. Stupid. However, the dwarves came just in the nick of time. Of course they did. Because of course. When they saw what had happened, they pulled the poison comb out of little Snow White's hair. I mean, I'm amazed that they knew that's what the cause was. I would not guess that. And she opened her eyes and was alive again. That's how that works? Okay, this just in. Grimm's fairy tales claim that if you're poisoned and die, they need just remove the poison and you'll be alive again. That's it. That's your fucking news. So, all people who died of poisoning, like, if only we'd known this and read our Grimm's fairy tales. She's alive again. Thank God, just in the nick of time before her death was permanent. Hate that. Oh my God, okay. She promised the dwarves that she would certainly not let anyone inside again. She's 7. Give her to the police. Now the queen stepped in front of her mirror once again and asked, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all?" The mirror answered, "You, my queen, may have a beauty quite rare, but little Snow White's alive. This I must tell. She's with the dwarfs and doing quite well. Indeed, she's 1,000 times more fair." Great. When the queen heard this once again, she trembled and shook with rage. "Little Snow White shall die," she exclaimed, "even if it costs me my own life." Then she went into a secret chamber where no one was allowed to enter her. Sounds like her closet. She's just like, "I locked the door, go away." Let's see. Like me when I'm recording. It's my secret chamber, get away. fuck, where was I? Okay. Once inside, she made a deadly poisonous apple. On the outside, it looked beautiful with red cheeks. Anyone who saw it would be enticed to take a bite. Thereafter, she disguised herself as a peasant woman, went to the dwarf's cottage, and knocked on the door. Little Snow Idiot looked and said, "I'm not allowed to let anyone inside. The 7 dwarfs have strictly forbidden me." "Well, if you don't want to let me in, I can't force you," answered the peasant woman. "I'll surely get rid of my apples in time. But let me give you one to test." "No," said little Snow White. "I'm not allowed to take anything. The dwarfs won't let me." "You're probably..." Oh, she's an old woman. You didn't tell me that before. "You're probably afraid," said the suddenly old woman. "Look, I'll cut the apple in two. You eat the beautiful red half." However, the apple had been made with such cunning that only the red part was poisoned. Why wouldn't you make it all red? That'd be more cunning. Why would you even make it look bad in parts? That's a terrible fucking plan. That's not cunning at all. What a stupid cunning, my ass. Stop trying to fucking sell your flaw as a fucking perk. Stupid dicks. I swear to God. It only looks half poisoned. Oh, bravo. As if I'm so desperate, I'm going to look at a poisoned apple and be like, "Well, I guess I'll eat the good half." The fuck? I'm not that desperate yet. Yet, 2020 is still young. Okay, let's see.
You ate the beautiful red half.
When little Snow White saw the peasant woman eating her half, and when her desire to taste the apple grew stronger, she finally let the peasant... I feel like watching someone eat a rotten half of an apple would not make me want to eat more apples. Maybe my appetite is just whetted differently, but I don't understand that. She kept wanting to eat an apple. She's like, ooh, that rotten apple, looks so good. The desire to taste the apple grew stronger. She finally let the peasant woman give her the other half through the window. As soon as she took a bite of the apple, she fell to the ground and was dead. Although, of course, in Grimm's fairy tale, dead is just a fucking quote-unquote. Huh. The queen rejoiced, went home, and asked the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all? And the mirror answered, you, my queen, are not the fairest of all. Now I can rest in peace, she said. Once again, I'm the most beautiful in the land, and Snow White will remain dead this time. All other kids are ugly. When the dwarves came home from the mines that evening, they found little Snow White lying on the ground, and she was dead. They unlaced her and tried to find something poisonous in her hair, but nothing helped. Oh, God, that's their detective work. They know to check for two things. It was merely a coincidence, those two things, the first two things that killed her. Good job, fucking detectives. Nothing helped. They couldn't revive her. So they laid her on a bier, whatever the fuck that is, and all seven of them sat down beside it and wept for 3 whole days. I don't think I've ever been that sad about anything in my life. Then they intended to bury her, but she looked more alive than dead. And she still had such pretty red cheeks. They could still jerk it to her fucking dead body. Fucking sickos. What is with the sick fucking place, Grimm? Do you need to talk to someone? Jesus. So instead they made a glass coffin and placed her inside so that she could easily be seen. Tell me that's not some creepy fucking shit. They are peeping on her corpse. Because she's pretty and she's 7. Good job, Disney, with this beautiful choice of a story. Mm-mm-mm. Whoo-key. One of the dwarves remained at home every day to keep watch over her. So little Snow White lay in the coffin for a long, long time, but did not rot. It's not how that works. She was still white as snow and red as blood, and if her eyes could have opened, they would have been black as ebony. For she's, like the whites too, right? Because she's literally rotting. She's a corpse. For she lay there as if she were sleeping. But she's dead. Now it happened that a prince came to the dwarf's cottage one day and wanted to spend the night there. Pedophile, of course, like everyone else in this goddamn motherfucking village, because we know how this fucking story ends, you fucking freak. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll get back in character. When he entered the room and saw little Snow White lying in the coffin and the 7 little candles casting their light right on her, he couldn't get enough of her beauty. Pedo fucking story. He's hard for the corpse of a 7-year-old child. Can we please repeat? This man has a boner for a dead 7-year-old child. Grimm, get your shit fucking together and then throw yourself off a bridge. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. The prince, who is apparently the hero in this story and not a creepy fucking freak. Unfortunately, Chris Hansen wasn't on the scene. Okay. He couldn't get enough of her beauty. Then he read the golden inscription and saw that she was a princess. So he asked the dwarfs to sell him the coffin with the dead little Snow White inside. He bought the child's corpse. For what you sigh must wonder. Like, fucking trigger warning? What the fuck is this shit? Okay. But they wouldn't accept all the gold in the world for it. Then he pleaded with them to give little Snow White to him as a gift, because he couldn't live without gazing upon her. And he would honor her and hold her in high regard as his most beloved in the world. She's 7 and a corpse. You know what? The dwarfs keeping her in a glass coffin is way less creepy if you hold it in in respect to what this fucking freak is doing. Holy shit. Okay. I hope the prince is also 7 or this is weird as fuck. I have a feeling he isn't, but maybe. Let's hold out the hope. Well, the dwarves took pity on him and gave him the coffin. You fucking assholes. You fucking traitorous assholes. And the prince had it carried to his castle. It was then placed in his room where he himself sat the entire day and couldn't take his eyes off her. Sounds like the start of a fucking horror movie. And when he had to leave the room and couldn't see little Snow White, he became sad. Indeed, he couldn't eat a thing unless he was standing near the coffin. However, the servants, who had to carry the coffin from place to place in the castle all the time, became angry about this. And one time a servant opened the coffin, lifted little Snow White in the air and said, "Why must we be plagued with so much work, all because of a dead maiden?" On saying this, he shoved little Snow White's back with his hand, and out popped the nasty piece of apple that had been stuck in little Snow White's throat, and she was once again alive. As soon as this happened, she went to the prince, and when he saw his dear little Snow White alive, he rejoiced so much that he didn't know what to do. Then they sat down at the dinner table and ate with delight. Did they eat the piece of apple that was in her throat? Questions. The wedding was planned for the next day before the 7-year-old could even process her trauma. And Snow White's godless mother was also invited to attend. Don't do it, they'll kill you. When she now stepped before the mirror, she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this light is the fairest of all?" And the mirror replied, "You, my queen, may have a beauty quite rare, but little Snow White is 1,000 times more fair." Creep. When she heard this, she was horrified and became so afraid, so very afraid, that she didn't know what to do. How about accept the fact that even if you're the most beautiful at one point, you never will be your entire life, you stupid bitch. But nope, 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 she's gonna have a fucking panic attack or something. However, her jealousy drove her to so much that she wanted to be seen at the wedding. Oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. This bitch is falling into a trap, you stupid... Okay, you thought this was going to be nice? No, let's listen to the ending that Disney left out. When she arrived, she saw that little Snow White was the bride. Iron slippers were then heated over a fire. The queen had to put them on and dance in them, and her feet were miserably burned. But she had to keep dancing in them until she danced herself to death. Oh my god, that's hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious. It's not good, but it was pretty funny. Okay. Let's read one more story before I call it an evening. That was a pretty good one. And we are going to end with another classic. Rumpelstiltskin. That's it. Okay. It's going to be fantastic. I hope someone's feet get burned off and then they die. Once upon a time, there was a miller who was poor, but he had a beautiful daughter. Was she 7? I don't know. Let's find out. I was picturing someone of age, but now I don't know. Grim, you fucking creep. Now one day he happened to talk to the king and said, "I have a daughter who knows the art of transforming straw into gold." Oh, so he's a liar. So the king had the miller's daughter summoned to him right away and ordered her to spin all the straw in her room into gold in one night. And if she couldn't do this, she would die. Then he locked her in the room where she sat and wept. For the life of her, she didn't have the slightest inkling of how to spin straw into gold. Her dad's such a fucking dick. Even when they're like, okay, I'll kill you if you can't, he's like, oh shit, I ain't gonna say shit. Like, bitch, own up to it. What a fucking asshole. All of a sudden, the little man entered the room and said,
what will you give me if I spin everything into gold?
That's his voice. Okay, deal with it. She took off her necklace and gave it to the little man. And he did what he promised. The next morning, the king found the entire... Oh, honestly, Rumpelstiltskin is the hero of this story. I don't give a shit. He's the only person who's nicer than a fucking dad who's an asshole. The next morning, the king found the entire room filled with gold. But because of this, his heart grew even greedier. And he locked the miller's daughter in another room full of straw that was even larger than the first. And she was to spin it into gold. Then the little man came again, and she gave him the ring from one of her fingers. And everything was spun into gold. However, on the third night, the king had her locked again in another room that was larger than the other two and filled with straw. If you succeed, you shall become my wife, he said. That's a weird fucking test. Why? What kind of end is this? Like, his shit testing ends at two rooms full of gold, and then he's like, all right, that's enough. Like, if she can't do two rooms, would he still kill her? Can she just say no? At this point, will he still kill her? She's just proven she can spin straw into gold. And also question, if she then refuses to do it the rest of their time they're together, what's he gonna do? Have her killed? Like, I'm so confused how she thinks this is gonna end up. Like, I don't even know why the king is doing this shit. I thought at first he just wanted to kill her because her dad's a stupid liar. Now I just don't understand. I mean, she already proved she could do it, so shouldn't that be fucking enough to be like, wow, I guess the guy wasn't a liar and he should cancel that execution. Okay. Right. Then the little man came again and spoke.
I'll do everything for you one more time, but you must promise me your firstborn child that you have as a king.
Out of desperation, she promised him what he wanted, and when the king saw once again how the straw had been spun into gold, he took the miller's beautiful daughter for his wife. Soon thereafter, the queen gave birth, and the little man appeared before her and demanded the promised child. However, the queen offered the little man all that she could and all the treasures of the kingdom if he would let her keep her child, but it was all in vain. Then the little man said,
in 3 days, I'll come again to fetch the child. But if you know my name by then, you shall keep your child.
What a weird fucking thing. This doesn't make sense. I'm so confused. During the first and second nights, the queen tried to think of the little man's name, but she wasn't able to come up with a name and became completely depressed. On the third day, however, the king returned home from hunting and told her,
I was out hunting the day before yesterday, and when I went deep into the forest, the dark forest, I came upon a small cottage, and in front of the house there was a ridiculous little man hopping around as if he only had one leg and screeching, today I'll brew, tomorrow I'll bake. Soon I'll have the queen's namesake. Oh, how hard it is to play my game, for Rumpelstiltskin is my name.
I mean, this is a pretty good lesson. It teaches you that if you're like, for example, your password to your bank is really solid and no one's getting into it, don't run out on the street and start screaming, ha ha ha, the password to my bank account, blah blah blah, this bank is so solid because no one will guess it because it's this. Like, don't do that. You're kind of inviting problems. When the queen heard this, she rejoiced, and when the dangerous little man came, he asked,
what's my name, your highness?
She responded first by guessing, is your name Conrad?
No.
Is your name Henry?
No.
Is your name Rumpelstiltskin?
The devil told you that!
The little man screamed, and he ran off full of anger and never returned. Questions. I am left with, did the devil actually tell her that? I don't think that he did. I think that it was just the fact that this guy's a fucking moron. And sings about how smart he is. and about how amazing his name is. I'm going to cough and cut it out. Hold on. Okay, I got that part out. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening and coming back, despite how fucking weird I can be and how weird these stories can be and how violent, although nobody's feet got danced off, so I'm a little sad about that. But otherwise, these were two actual classic fairy tales within our range of not classic fairy tales we've listened to, so this is pretty interesting. I think I had a good time. I hope you enjoyed it too. And I hope that you come back next week, and I will talk to you again then. All right, I love you guys. Bye. Mwah.